A New Hampshire Episcopal bishop has issued a stark warning to his clergy who protest against ICE. Get your affairs in order and your wills ready. The comments quickly went viral, resonating with many and prompting rebukes from others, as NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Bishop Rob Hirschfeld was one of several community and faith leaders speaking in New Hampshire at a dark, rainy vigil for Renee Macklin Good, just days after she was fatally shot by an ICE agent in Minneapolis.
We are now, I believe, entering a time, a new era of martyrdom.
Hirschfeld called out the, quote, cruelty, the injustice, and the horror unleashed in Minneapolis and implored his clergy to be prepared for more.
And I've asked them to get their affairs in order, to make sure they have their wills written, because it may be that now is no longer the time for statements, but for us with our bodies to stand between the powers of this world and the most vulnerable.
I was actually quite surprised to open up my phone and find my social media blowing up with my own bishop on it.
The Reverend Jason Wells of St. Matthew's Episcopal Church in Goffstown, New Hampshire, is one of many relieved to hear the bishop speaking openly about the mounting anxiety among faith leaders who are stepping up their public prayers and protests against ICE and are getting pelted with pepper rounds, roughed up, and arrested.
People feel like he is giving voice to a sort of feeling in the pit of their stomach about what's going on.
Similar amens came from clergy like the Reverend Betsy Hess of St. Barnabas Episcopal Church in Berlin, New Hampshire. She immediately emailed the bishop to thank him.
I said, oh, my God, I'm so glad you did this. You know, we need to quit just kind of being polite Episcopalians and get out there and do stuff.
But what kind of stuff and what level of risk she's willing to take is something Hess is still figuring out.
I mean, it used to be that would be what it was. You'd be knowing that you'd go to jail. Now you might get shot. So it makes us need to be a lot more brave. And I hope I would be brave, but I can't promise that I would be able to. But definitely it's time to move beyond, I won't do anything that has any risk whatsoever.
Not everyone, however, welcomed the bishop's words.
My initial reaction is, oh boy, this isn't diffusing the tension at all. This feels like a war cry.
That's the Reverend Tom Garten of Faith Episcopal Church, who heard the bishop's comments from his parish in California.
I didn't sign up to be a martyr. You know, I have a family. I have a congregation who rely on me. And if I was gone tomorrow, what would happen to them?
Garten also bristles at the idea of a preacher calling for physical resistance, making the case that mere statements no longer move the needle one bit, as the bishop put it. Garten calls that inflammatory and at odds with one of Episcopalian's guiding tenets that calls for finding a path between extremes.
We're called to do the work of peacemaking and to de-escalate the tension that we see all around us, because it doesn't serve anyone to become the next victim, but it does serve everyone to build the next bridge.
In no way did I intend anything that I said to be insightful of violence or to invite it.
In an interview with NPR, Hirschfeld said he understands how some may be hearing his words in ways he didn't intend, but he stands by his message.
What I just said to the clergy, I'm just asking you to live your life without fear of death. Be prepared. I'm not asking you to go look for that bullet. I'm simply saying, be ready. Have your affairs in order. Have your soul ready in case you find yourself in trouble.
That, Hirschfeld says, is in the Episcopal tradition. He pointed to several church activists who became martyrs, including Jonathan Daniels, a New Hampshire native who took a bullet to protect a black teenager in Alabama in 1965. Today, Hirschfeld says, we're increasingly called to go into places that feel dangerous, like public demonstrations against ICE.
I see people with guns in New Hampshire. This is an open carry state. So it doesn't necessarily lend itself to a feeling of security and safety. But does that mean I shouldn't show up? I don't think so. I think it means I go, and it means I should be prepared for whatever happens.
A White House spokeswoman said interfering with federal law enforcement is a crime and will be prosecuted. The administration maintains that the ICE agent who shot Renee Macklin Good was acting in self-defense. DHS spokeswoman Tricia McLaughlin called Hirschfeld's comments about martyrdom absurd, saying the real vulnerable ones are the ICE agents who are under attack. For his part, Hirschfeld says he does feel compassion for those agents. It's our Christian responsibility, he says, to love all God's children, even those who could be perceived as an enemy. Tovia Smith, NPR News.